as I'm sure most of you know, the sacrament of the Eucharist, the sacrament of Jesus' body and blood, is called the source and the summit of our faith. And the meaning, of course, it is the source of our faith. It is that which we strive to reach, you know. It is the summit, the highest point of our faith, and it is the source of our faith as well, the font, it's also been called. So you could say that if this parish, the parish of Corpus Christi, that's about the most Catholic name that you can get. And I say that not, you know, so that we can hold that over the other parishes. We have a more Catholic name than you do. No, that's not why I say that. But I say it because it is really the most Catholic thing you can think of, is this sacrament of our body and blood. And it is ultimately, well, it is because other sacraments, you know, there are, when I teach sacraments, I teach them a little different than a lot of people. A lot of times people will teach the sacraments of initiation as baptism, confirmation, and First Communion. And certainly, and then the, you know, you have the sacraments of healing, reconciliation, and anointing of the sick, and the sacraments of vocation, matrimony, and holy orders. And certainly, First Communion is part of someone becoming a full member of the church. But the reason I don't think of it as a sacrament of initiation is that it is simply the first communion. It is more, it is part of becoming a full member of the church, but it's not in itself, I don't think, a sacrament of, because what it is, you're receiving communion, you're receiving the body of Christ. That's not the first time, implying, of course, that this is going to happen many times again, but also, and certainly it will, and because that's what we want. We want this to be not an end, and so you can receive it more than once, as opposed to baptism and confirmation. You receive each of those only once. You don't have communion only once. When I teach it, I teach those in two pairs of two, you know, and then I sort of put the Eucharist out here in itself, because the reason is these other sacraments are actions of Christ in the world, if you will. In baptism, we are united to Christ. Christ unites himself to us in a very unique way. In confirmation, the Holy Spirit comes and seals us, gives us that, you know, seals us with the Holy Spirit. In the sacrament of reconciliation, Jesus forgives. It is, I do say I absolve you from your sins, but I, in the sense of the church's minister, through the ministry of the church, may God give you pardon and peace. Jesus is really the one that's forgiving. These other sacraments are actions of Christ in the world. The sacrament that we celebrate today is Jesus. It is and so the sacrament of the Eucharist is the source of the other sacraments. And that's why I think it's separate, because it is Jesus himself. This sacrament is Jesus. We call it the body and blood, but we always say that under each of those species, you know, the bread that we call the body of Christ, and the wine we call the blood of Christ, but we say that under each of those forms or those appearances is the entire body, blood, soul, and divinity of Christ. So each of those, the sacrament is the entire Christ. And so that's why I look at it that way. And so that's why this sacrament, it is the source of all everything else. It is the source of the church. Jesus, this church, what is the church? The church is the body of Christ. And Jesus is the source then of that, of the church. He is the source really of everything. He is the source of life itself. And so indeed, this sacrament is the quintessential one. It is the sacrament which, I, if, I would have to say, when I tell the short version of why I became Catholic, it's the sacrament of why I became Catholic. There were other reasons, of course, too. You know, the examples of Mother Teresa and John Paul II, who are both now saints. There's some other saints throughout history that I admired. Some friends, talking with friends and things like that, and a desire to be. You know, there's a lot of reasons, but ultimately the reason I became Catholic and asked to came into full communion is because this is where we have this sacrament. When Jesus said, "This is my body, this is my blood," it made the most sense to me that that's what he meant, that this was his body and blood. So this was the place where I could receive Jesus, and that's what, in fact, he said in today's gospel. He makes it very clear. "My flesh is real food, my blood is true drink. Unless you eat of the flesh of the Son of Man and drink his blood, you do not..." He makes it very clear that not only is this his body and blood, but that he wants and expects us to partake of that. And that's what I wanted to do. I always say that, you know, if this sacrament is the entire Jesus, body, blood, soul, and divinity, the way I say it is that this is the place that had the most Jesus, you know, the most Jesus possible. And as Christians, that's what we're all about. We're a Christian church. There are many Christian denominations and things. And what are we about? We're about Jesus. And so for me, it made the most sense to come to the place that had the most Jesus. And that's the sacrament. So that's what we're celebrating today. We're celebrating the fact that Jesus gives himself to us. And I also want to say, too, and, you know, we can see that this was part of his plan, that we would receive, that we would, you know, there would be something, a meal, a sacred meal or something would be part of his plan, because we reference it in the Old Testament where it, God feeding the people in the desert. They were in the desert, they had no food, and God gave them this manna that appeared from nowhere. That he gave them that, and that nourished them on their journey into the promised land. There are a couple of other miracles like that where, and I can't remember if it was Elijah, where there was a famine, and this widow who had, it was her and her son, and she just had one little bit of flour and a little bit of oil, and they were going to eat that and die. And that flour and that oil kept, you know, they kept getting more and more from that as the famine went on, and they survived the famine, and it was never exhausted. And then we have Jesus himself with these miracles that I think foreshadow the Eucharist, where they're out and they don't have any food, and they have five loaves and two fish and one and about the same in another place, and those keep giving enough. They feed 5,000 people at least, and there's more left over than they started with. And in another place, there's four. They feed 4,000, and there's more left over than they start with. And that's how, so you might ask, and that sometimes people ask, how can Jesus keep giving us his body and blood, and he's never, you know, he's never exhausted? Well, it's what he can do for what God and what Jesus and his Father in the Old Testament can do with regular food, he does with his body and blood. And this body and blood, unlike the other, and as he says, the manna in the desert, that was, they ate that and they still died. But this manna, this food that we receive is for life eternal. We die, we may die to this world, but we do not die, because this food sustains our spirit also through a journey, through the journey through this life, But this journey is to life eternal, where we will be with him in his fullness. And so, indeed, this sacrament we celebrate today is Jesus. It is Jesus in his fullness who leads us, not only leads us on our way, on our journey, but feeds us as well on our journey to his kingdom, where we will be with him in life eternal. And so indeed, we who eat this bread will not die, but we will be with Christ for eternity in the fullness of life that he offers in his kingdom.